give you a hug.
Thank you.
This will be your swan song, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure about May. I get out on May 31st.
You do good work.
I don't mind missing it up.
Well, I mean, aren't you supposed to exit on the month of your final?
That's my assistant director.
My term ends May 31st.
So you should be, the new person should not be seated until June.
Until, yeah. I think they do it, everybody in place.
It's just a little bit. I just tweaked it a little bit.
I don't think they're premature in doing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's going to be here in a minute.
But to be in place.
Answer the question on the northeast.
Two, okay, two of three.
Do you know what's happening there?
Yeah, we're going to, they probably over the limit maybe is over the amount they can do without asking.
All right.
And there's been.
On either.
These people.
So they just delayed.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Good.
Hi.
Let's see.
And now they're not happy.
Thank you. I'm impressed you remembered with all you have to do. Thank you.
No problem. Danny and Larry have been on a field trip to look at new places. To me, I'm going to go to the third choice.
Why don't you raise that point?
I don't know why they don't.
Hello.
How are you both?
No one ever asked me, but if we come to a team, I'm going to say, what the hell's going on with the third choice?
Why don't you talk?
Talk about it.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine.
It's Monday. When people come up to me, I'm just like,
hey, how's it going? It's going?
Springtime.
Yeah. Well, my term ends May 31st, so I think I'm supposed to come next month. But maybe they want to boot me out early. I don't know. But my term ends May 31st, and I double checked that. It's May 31st, and I was approved in April, so maybe that's why they do it so, like, to go on and go on and go on. I don't think so. I go until May 31st.
That's what I thought.
So I don't know how to interpret that. My term ends May 31st.
That's what I understand.
So my lady whoever starts June 1st, I would think, but.
That's, again, what you're understanding, I understand. Was not the case.
Well, maybe there's some glitch in there. You get off a month early. I don't know. But my term ends May 31st.
Please don't hurt me.
Just to say.
Well, the reason I ask is because.
Maybe just say her term ends May 31st and just leave it at that.
Well, I don't know how to approach it. And I don't want to know.
As that, the powers that be decide. But I think people were thinking it was a little premature. But you know, you have to we have to get candidates. They have to be submitted. They have to be considered, and they have to vote on them. I think she's appointed this week. So she's appointed in May. She'll start. April. Maybe they're. I don't remember how it went. It was 10 years ago, so I don't even remember how it goes. But
again, my understanding is
May 31st. That's what I was thinking as well. Okay. We might be assuming in the old standard.
You know what happens when you assume.
Assume,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't I do this? I'll do this.
Yeah.
Because that'll be staff recognition. I'll just stick it in there.
Okay.
And just know that your term was ending soon.
And I'm going to give you a nod because taking your attention to staff. They're one of our award winners at our lunch at our event Thursday. So kudos to you.
It wasn't my idea. Jim.
Well, whoever's idea. Well, whoever.
It was an idea that was proposed.
Is it okay?
Well,
it's all good.
Well, you
it
took
was
the
great.
The ball and ran with
he'll
it.
Recover.
And Well, we can maybe do that.
If you can get the foundation.
Yes, I saw that. So what's the deal? $25, yeah.
It's okay. It's board saying it's not.
Well, we could do it.
The foundation.
We can do it. I think if our only benefit is the library.
Yeah, good day.
How about you? Is it gonna be light today?
We could, let me explore.
If it's raining.
The parameters, yes.
I'm on a par.
Is it my cologne?
Yeah.
You sure?
My daughter's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I went out with, you know, what they told me.
Can do.
Check it.
See you, sir.
Could you do it personal?
Yeah, good seeing you.
Good evening.
Good.
You know, so.
You can't do it personal.
I did.
Separate yourself.
I thought they were gonna have beer in there.
Yeah, it's good too.
I said, don't have no beer in there.
Looking well.
You know, I said, oh. They didn't get another name.
Yeah.
But it was good, that was my first time. I've been talking to them 4 years ago, but I tried.
I have this tab.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I bet that's good.
Yep.
I love Fireball.
Check your account.
Whatever.
Oh, I love Fireball. I need to give me some in my pocket to sit here.
That would help. Very, very powerful.
Sir. Hello, sir. Nice to see you.
Sir.
Thank you.
Experience and knowledge to your
Absolutely.
God.
Hello, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, we need it, and it is.
Okay.
Facility unit is going to be blown away.
Yeah. So you were good. You are doing
it. Facility.
Mr. Thomas.
What y'all doing?
How are you?
I'm good.
Didn't mean to interrupt. I wanted to tell I were vice president.
I am all about it. I'm going to take vacation.
That's true. You'd be blown away.
I'd like to do it during the second Monday through fourth Monday.
I'm truly humbled.
That's what they hung their hat on.
Pushing some things.
There's a workaround, maybe the foundation could do the
went great. They loved the outreach, the meeting.
The Dallas area.
$20,000. But I have to find
four
matches. One more.
Unless you want to go see
them.
I'm waiting on it.
$60,000.
It's like a desert.
So I'm actually going to be reaching out to the Catholic Charities. And meeting with the Catholic Charities.
Dallas.
Okay. And whatever it is, that's, you know, we live with
Arizona.
They might be
Western.
Yes, no, being so
sorry. Oh, wait, that was when if she was drunk? Yes.
Yes. Hopefully, they see
6-7
in the center.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
That was wild.
I thought it was very entertaining. You know,
James,
I thought it was very entertaining.
Let me do it.
Okay, great. Yep.
That's perfect.
20 acres at the top of the mountain.
I got to be in Brokerage at 7.
Hey! Oh, yes! They're like so good.
So
I said, share the link.
Anyhow.
Or whatever. What's the brand?
It's something
or
to do
you? Were they like super pricey? Yeah, but they're so nice and sturdy. And that metal finish is so
We don't have a lot, I don't think.
No, nope.
Look, I printed this out too.
For a gentleman like you.
Yeah.
I had extra.
I was telling Pablo, I said, we had three daughters and they're all married now and they had apartments and homes before they were married. I have all their stuff. I never threw anything away. So we've been like massive decluttering. And so I have a place on these shelves. And I was wondering what I'm going to do. Those are nice and they're not. These, but, well, that, that's even better.
People wanted the
tools. Yeah, it has all the tools. Yeah. Well, I might have to.
Yeah.
I president can do that. Yeah, he can do that. But they're awesome, and thank y'all so much. It looks so much nicer in there. Walk right there. Yeah. And then we can decide on some of those things, I guess. Like the sunflowers and stuff. Do we want to keep that? Yeah. But it's all, at least it's go up with it. Yeah. Yeah. And it's probably not supposed to put any permanent things in the wall. So this was a perfect solution. Yeah. Looks good.
Fifth is the last day.
Hi, thanks.
So summer is
all right.
Very
we'll make it work one way or the other.
Yeah. The 27th. I can't wait.
Gentlemen, sorry.
How's it going? Good to see you, sir. I am ready. It's been a school year.
Did you get a break in the summer?
Oh, good evening.
Hey, how's it going?
Summer school.
Good to see you.
Likewise. You don't get
it. And so last year, COVID money,
right?
Summer school.
He did. He did. Right when I was, we were going out of town. I think it was 80 texts.
He never gets any involved, but he's been good work. He was out of town all the time. And now he's retiring. He's like, he needs somebody. Blah, blah, blah. So he's whole, and the whole hog is into it. And actually, we have our library function up Thursday.
It was a lot there.
She's having a big fundraiser. So we're dividing and conquering. So I'm going to the library, and he's going to.
Yeah, okay. Trying to understand why we had to do this. I think this year will be another full
blown. That's how we do it. So we get it, we can do a lot more.
COVID money now.
Great.
Is,
yeah,
COVID like, money is going to be gone.
Threw me on guard for at first because I was traveling. I was like, oh, okay, okay.
So it's crazy.
Thank you for saying
that. It's the same stuff that we do this school year.
This random guy. Yeah.
You know, dealing with those disciplines.
I'll tell him you were stationed at 21 Falls.
Yeah.
That was creepy. That was cool.
Yeah. Somewhat close to where you were at.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my, two of my E7s.
I remember you told me.
I also, believe it or not, like people actually liked being there.
He loved even his assignment.
Even like I like, even I like being 21 Palms. People say like,
I've given him your number.
I guess it's a little nowhere, but
oh, yeah.
I think for us too, like,
to the focus.
Yeah, I think we all have. I think we have good command. We have good leadership. And, that makes a world difference. Like, yeah, if you go for training 2 weeks or a month and you get out, you hate it.
Yuma wasn't the best, I would think, in the like choiciest places.
Yeah.
But we landed, so
I like it. Your socks was nice last time.
Are those co-ed? Those kind of shoes?
You know, everybody looked on each other.
Yeah, cool.
I don't know if I'll tell you what I got.
Yeah, we had a great experience. Our youngest never did a house party there.
Well, I started taking days throughout the year. Like the kids out of school.
Great experience. Those volunteers like take this like daddy boot camp. Yeah, like what?
What you expect?
At first, I was like, whatever. But then my mother was like, oh, it actually spring.
Yeah, but it's not a set.
It gives a tour of like. Yeah,
what is like saying
yeah, they like immerse you and they like
I want,
like
I
an hour.
You know, it takes time. I like take a week. Usually I take about a week and a half.
That was really nice. This is what's cool.
Christmas.
That's why this is happening.
Kids
like,
out of school for 2 4 weeks.
Versus the war they were going to, so they took us to like
weeks.
The tour of the.
I take my 3 days off. Once I finish, that's the last day of school is.
One of the rooms will probably be housed too. It was
I don't come back until the next year.
We were in the U.S.
Right.
Yep.
Get a break.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you need.
I meant to ask you.
Yep.
Definitely.
Sometimes you feel guilty. Oh, I shouldn't take off and this and that. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to take off. You got to.
A lot of Hispanic
see?
People.
Right.
Yeah. And then there was an influx of like elderly people. Snowbirds. That was the bulk of the population.
Because a Saturday and Sunday is not long enough.
Not all. Which is there for
they come in the winter, so it's still cool.
Oh,
they leave
some the water.
And it's a straight shot.
Okay.
Ask Danny, he's got a stash.
And they came to me. I mean, that was the bulk of their. I'm good.
Right. understand. Well, we're human too.
You could wear shirts.
I mean, need that reset.
With the exception of maybe one or two months.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that. You know, it was like.
I think I remember that. My palms are pretty.
You know, robot.
Got cool.
Right. Exactly.
It was hot in the summer. We really enjoyed.
We were at some elevation. It wasn't.
We made it back home. But my mother-in-law was, Keith's mom was in, she had three babies on the president was in the airport. And they could, you go to the, it was a huge hospital, Sacramento and somewhere else, Texas. But anyway, Keith was born in Sacramento. And she went, had to go by herself. He couldn't go. It was just like isolation. Maybe that's just the changes.
And then somebody else.
Total isolation, and he couldn't come, he couldn't go, he couldn't, they had no phones, you couldn't talk to him.
Like, the father couldn't be there?
No, not even, couldn't even be there.
Huh.
And she said, the three children, her three first children had three boys, like one, two, three. The total cost was $27.
I mean, even back then, it's still good, I think.
Oh my God, that was like a blessing.
Wow.
It's all gotten pricey.
Yeah, that's why I'm still glad. One of the benefits why I'm playing the guard is for TRICARE. Third of what my
I'll stay on. I'll keep that.
So yeah. As long as I'm in the guard, I can,
keep
stay on TRICARE.
Yeah. Well, stay on as long as you can, because.
Oh yeah, I'm trying.
Oh, I got it.
Trying to get that E7 hopefully, and then we'll see.
Well, our daughter had like. We stayed there until she was like 18 months. She had 14 surgeries. Yeah, we paid only for our ambulance.
Wow.
From the UN to Tucson. That was it. We never saw another bill. Champ was covered everything.
Yeah.
And that was not, that wasn't a, I'm sure that wasn't a.
Yeah. That's funny because I had a, before I deported to Afghanistan, I took my, he was like 1 year old at the time, to Texas. Sick there, hasn't picked up. They're not bad enough where it's the same thing they had to. The nearest asthma center is in
San
Antonio. Yeah, San Antonio. I don't remember seeing the buildings, but I was actually here at the time. They're active. Yeah, I don't remember being
here.
Page
out
of
now. It's such a blessing. Yeah.
Second to last page.
And Champus did section. Not. She needed a specialist from San Diego. They got.
I don't know what the emphasis is.
Plastic surgeon from, you know, Tucson. They didn't say like me, but you can't have them like, with ours or none of that. Just
that's good.
Win. So we didn't know how lucky we were until we got in the real world and saw what
okay.
Things really are. You know?
All right, we're going to start.
Okay.
If we could come to order, please. We'll stand for the invocation, please. Happy Easter, everyone. Happy Easter. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to be here today. We celebrate Easter, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. May he please come and bring us to a place of peace and honor and justice. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, roll call. Oh, Pledge of Allegiance. I'm sorry. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Roll call. Let's see. Good. Looks like everybody's here. All right, first item up. As you know, in November of last year, we started with recognizing particular members of our library staff. And we call this the Above and Beyond Award. We wanted to single out members of the library staff that had really done not just their jobs well, but rather really kind of extended themselves beyond what were the requirements of their position on the staff. And as we had noted prior to, this kind of morphed into sort of a collaborative effort between the managers of each one of the library branches, Sarah, Danny, James, and myself, to really recognize and kind of get nominees and then decide on who would be recognized. This month is slightly different. It's not one person, but three people. And so I'll read the statement that we have written up. This is about the Makerspace team at West Regional Library. Chris Starling, David Palomino Herrera, and Sean Carney. The Makerspace team at West Regional Library, the three I just mentioned, Chris, David, and Sean, their welcoming personalities and eagerness to engage all visitors have contributed to a program that quickly outgrew its dedicated space and contributed positively to its popularity and robust attendance. They all work exceptionally hard to create an inviting makerspace environment and take care to know each and every patron by name. They assist patrons about their projects, brainstorm, and research solutions on behalf of the patrons they service during and after the sessions. They evaluate at the end of every Makerspace open access session how they and the team could improve, always looking to do better to keep the Makerspace engaging for those whom they serve. During a recent open access session, they welcomed 40 visitors to the Makerspace, and while such a large crowd could easily have resulted in unforeseen challenges, the opposite occurred. Here's a brief snapshot of what was going on. A small group of children were working on stop motion animation videos. Three generations from one family were working on various projects. A grandmother was crocheting a small blanket while the mother was assisting her children with 4-H sewing projects. A few young adults were drawing with Apple pencils and iPads. A father and son were building an elaborate design with wooden Kiva planks. I don't know what Kiva planks are, but I'm sure one of the people can explain that to me because it sounds very interesting, actually.
Kiva planks, they're little wooden planks that they can build different things with. They're just thin blocks.
Okay. It sounded really interesting. One adult was working on a design for the circuit vinyl cutter, and another was designing a fishing lure on Thinkercad. While Chris was giving an orientation to a few new patrons, Sean was helping a small group of children with the virtual reality system across the room. David assisted a small group with Perler, Bead, and Shrinky Dink projects while monitoring a few children who were creating buttons with our button maker. And finally, the branch manager stepped in to help a young child sew a hem on a skirt. So there's a lot happening all at once. It sounded like a track meet. Mm. As one person described to me, it's organized chaos. But this is really interesting, and this again kind of highlights what this is all about, is this willingness to really go beyond themselves and help with the patrons in their endeavors and within the library. There was obviously a lot going on, but the atmosphere was calm and focused. That didn't happen by accident. In large part, this was a result of the efforts of our Makerspace team to have invested in teaching and modeling procedures and expectations, and slowly over time, our regular attendees have begun to model and teach each other. Chris, David, and Sean have achieved what would seem to some, the impossible, a routine Makerspace program where regular attendees have become teachers and instructors themselves, so they became the teachers for teachers, giving assistance to those who attended with them or, in some cases, complete strangers.
The makerspace at West Regional Library has evolved into a collaborative community workspace thanks to the efforts of Chris, David, and Sean, and these three gentlemen exhibit what Above and Beyond is all about. So, I'm not sure who's here. David is here. Christopher? And Sean? Guys, I'm sorry, I forgot the plaque. No, I'm gonna walk, y'all stay with you, I'm gonna come to put in your
space.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot,
nice. Appreciate it, guys. Approval of minutes for March 30th. I'm sorry, March 20th, excuse me.
Mr. President, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, I have a motion to approve the minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Hold on. The motion was by Ms. Umbrust and seconded by Ms. Wingate. Okay. Ask for a vote.
Comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Comments from the Library Board, Lafayette Public Library Foundation report, I believe Ms. Wingate. Oh, before you, Ms. Wingate starts, I'm sorry, I forgot, right after the other award, I'm kind of moving along, but this is a good segue anyway. As many of y'all know, Ms. Wingate has been on this board for the last 10 years, and her term ends soon. And so we're figuring that out. Her term ends soon. But I wanted to take this opportunity to make sure that we recognize her service. As you know, everyone that serves on this board is a volunteer. We don't get paid for this. So we volunteer our time. We volunteer the extra expense associated with traveling to and from or any other expenses that may be associated with doing this, serving on this board. And Ms. Wingate being on the board for 10 years, it's quite a sacrifice, a personal sacrifice to be able to do that, to serve the public in the community of Lafayette. And she's done so along with being on the foundation. And I don't know how long you've been on the foundation. How?
Longer than the board.
Okay. So even longer. So in that regard, and I'm going to do this now. If it's a little out of place with the timing, please forgive me. But if everyone, if you feel so moved to give Ms. Wingate a standing round of applause, it would be most appreciated.
And well deserved.
The floor is yours.
Well, that was certainly unexpected. I'm a little of a climp, but thank y'all so much. Okay, it is, again, my pleasure to report from the Lafayette Public Library Foundation. I did speak to the Friends of the Library, but I guess they're super exhausted from their sale, and they had nothing new to report that's coming up very soon. But they appreciate the community support for their annual sales and their many sales that I hope I've been giving a little bit of information to you guys at this meeting. But look for them, because they are the great recycler of books here in Lafayette Parish, and it benefits so many people. And all of their monies also go to support the library. So all those programs that maybe you, your children or you yourself experience and take part, maybe some of those are funded by the Friends of the Library. Okay, so the LPLF is gearing up, preparing those last-minute duties, and really coming together for the Somewhere Over the Bayou event, slated for this Thursday, April 20th, at Vermilionville. Just a little bit of history. In the past, we had done a luncheon, an awards luncheon for our award winners, and we had another fundraiser. But we tried to combine it for ease of our board to get one, you know, one thing going well. And we've done this now for our second year, and we're really pleased with the way the public has taken part and supported our event. Doors open at 6, and the event begins at 6:30 with Senator Fred Mills as our speaker, delicious food from the Corner Pantry, MC Dalford Jones, and guests, all to honor our three outstanding supporters for this year and raise awareness for our library and all that it brings to Lafayette and the needs of our library to keep it such an asset in our community. This year's honorees are Tia Castile. She is the recipient of the Foundation Award. She was instrumental in getting Jeff Kinney and the Diaper Overload Tour here to our city. An award-winning international author came to Lafayette and performed his show, and with, of course, all about reading and getting children to read right here at Lafayette Middle School Auditorium. It was a beautiful event. And so her part in that, we're recognizing her support and cooperation to get that here. Sona Domburian was a past library director, and she was really instrumental in implementing the mandate to build 4 new regionals and the refurbishing of this main branch. And she was at the helm of the library during that time. We're honoring the family of Sona Domburian, who is the recipient of the Major Donor Award. And in memoriam of the deceased library director, their remembrance of her
and our service to Lafayette through the participation in our named endowment program has really, the numbers have really been really good, and they've taken part in the endowment program. And taking our own president's tack to recognize the staff here who go above and beyond. The staff here at the Lafayette Public Library is the recipient of the President's Award this year in recognition of their continued professional and cheerful service to our community and the public. Tickets are $45 and are still available through Eventbrite or information on our website, lplfoundation.org. So please come out and support us. This is our annual event, and we just hope to really make it a success and continue bringing the needs of our library to the public. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Director's report and comments, please.
Okay, so the opt-in restricted cards are now available for parents who want them. Information's been posted on our website and social media, and staff are informing patrons with children who come to the circulation desk. This does not affect LPSS cards. There's already a process in place with LPSS for parents who do not wish their students' IDs to function as library cards. And this option is not being made available to out-of-parish patrons. We are consolidating our makerspaces into the West and Main makerspaces in June because they have dedicated spaces. We are exploring a private-public partnership to restore the charging stations. We will have the ordinance introduction at the council meeting tomorrow night to upgrade four vacant positions from LTA3 to LA1. And in case anyone was curious, we're averaging about one a day on restricted cards. So we have about 14. It's only been in place since April 1st. And our out-of-parish cards, there have been 197 cards where people have paid to get a library card in the last year.
That's it? Okay. I didn't know if there was something else. Assistant Director's report and comments, Ms. Monroe.
So recent staff changes include Lori Landry was promoted to LA1 at the Main Library. Jessica Spain was promoted to LA1 at the North Regional Library. We are in various stages of the interview process for the following positions: Librarian 1, LTA 3, LTA 1, Accounting Specialist, and Library Community Relations Specialist. We still have a Librarian 2 position that we were having trouble filling. I think we advertised it 3 or 4 times, so that will just stay vacant for the time being. We had some great and well-attended programs across the system in March. We had a packed room at the Main Library on March 2nd for the culminating event of Lafayette Reads Together, a visit with Ellen Hopkins, the author of the 2023 book Closer to Nowhere. Once again, thanks to the foundation for making that program happen every year. East Regional's Taylor Swift-themed teen program, You're on Your Own Kid, was so nice they had to have it twice. North Regional hosted a special story time with Laura McDonald, a park ranger from the Acadian Cultural Center at the Jean Lafitte National Park and Preserve, for a Read with the Ranger program. And West Regional had 118 patrons participate in their Tiny Art Project program, where patrons had a chance to contribute artwork for display at West Regional and be entered to win prizes. I've been working closely with United Way, the Women's Foundation, and other organizations from Healthy Acadiana to start a seed library in Lafayette. The idea was first discussed at a Healthy Acadiana Coalition meeting in June 2022, and I must say the seed that was planted at that meeting has really grown. The program really started to bloom when Team Seed Library participated in the 24-Hour Citizen Project in November 2022 and received $2,000 in funding to make a seed library a reality. Over the following months, a subcommittee of dedicated members worked hard to bring this idea to fruition. The Seed Library by Healthy Acadiana officially sprouts tomorrow at 10 a.m. here at the Main Library. You can attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony or stop by any time after to see the library and check out seeds. The Seed Library will have a collection of fruit, vegetable, and pollinator seeds that you can borrow to plant and grow at home. To complement the Seed Library, we plan to offer programs on various gardening topics and healthy food preparation, as well as provide literature and resources on gardening and seed-saving techniques.
I'm happy to announce that the Butler branch will reopen on May 1st after being closed for a short period due to staffing shortages. And lastly, March was full of meetings. The Friends of the Library board meeting, foundation board meeting, programming meetings, Healthy Acadiana meeting, and an early literacy initiative committee meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's a lot.
March was busy.
All right. Facilities update and financial report. Danny, you, I see
yes.
Ms. Dongell's not here.
I'll be doing that.
Okay.
So the main roof replacement project, the upper roof is almost completely done. Lower roof demolition started this week. They should have the majority of the roof replaced before the end of April, pending weather conditions. It's well ahead of the allotted time, which they have until June 14th to finish. I don't think they're going to hang out very far into May. For South Regional, the combined schematic design development documents are pending review by library staff. North Regional, library staff met with Angel Architects Associated Design Group and Thomasine Associates to review the project scope and budget. And probable cost will need to be updated to account for current market values and phasing. This will occur at design development submittal. Closure of the library is anticipated during certain phases of the project, but if possible, we would like to avoid summer months. Equipment lead times related to HVAC will likely be an issue. The Associated Design Group will provide recommendations for the phasing, demolition, and installation of the VRF systems. Discussion review of previous scope of work occurred, confirmed re-roof design, drainage improvements, lighting upgrades, paint and carpet, parking lot ceiling, drive-through modifications, and restroom tile replacement and plumbing upgrades. The next meeting will likely be late April or early May. The Northeast Library, Larry and I went and checked on a potential land option. It was, if you're familiar with the land we were looking at before, there is a neighborhood north of it, right up against it. This property is just north of that neighborhood. So it's a tiny bit farther away from the main library, but it serves essentially the same place. It's got Louisiana Avenue frontage. The board has been given information should there be a need for discussion. Other items, Festival International. We partner with Festival International every year, and they use the main library parking lot after library hours. We've made our preparations for this event. They handle security, they handle cleaning up. Larry attended the Louisiana Legislative Auditors Center for Local Government Excellence Workshop and their millage workshop. The police department started providing security at the main library in place of the sheriff on April 3rd. That's our facilities. We have collected $11,730,000 thus far this year. That's about 97% of the tax collections are in. And we have spent $5.2 million, which is about where we should be. And that's your financials.
Danny, the 11.7, that's up from last year, is it?
That
not?
Is up from last year. It's
we
a combination of we've had more tax collection and our investments are doing better than expected.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. New business. Northeast Library. I'll jump in on this real quick. This project is something that we started pretty soon after I was on the board, I think. That would have been in maybe in April, somewhere around there of 21. So it's been about 2 years to try to get this thing rolling. In the interim of trying to locate a piece of property, we did that. That deal fell through, and now we're looking at other options. And in the meantime, one of the things to consider is that every different, Lafayette's pretty interesting place. This area is different than South Lafayette, that's different than Judy's area, that's different than Karen Crow area, et cetera. But each one of those areas may have particular needs and as to what would be best to facilitate a library for them. But that idea, James and I worked together to come up with a mission statement for a Northeast committee to work with the board as this project moves forward. So with that said, I'm going to turn it over to James, because James is going to be heading up that committee. He's actually going to be the committee chairman for the Northeast committee that will be appointed sometime in the very near future. But I'll let him go through and kind of update where we are. And
Mr. President, I have a question.
Yeah.
On that, on your statement. I know we had convened a committee originally, and we narrowed it down to three selections. One was a lease, one was the one that we went with, and there was a third property. What happens to that committee's findings for that third property that was considered?
That's a good question. That hasn't really been considered. We went to the property that we tried to negotiate. That fell through.
Right.
This kind of gets into the issue with the RFP and what the board did. I think Ms. Bett, as our attorney, I think that's more of a legal question perhaps than it is a question that I can answer. I do know that we're not bound by any of that.
We're not bound by the committee's work?
No. The committee only makes a suggestion.
Okay.
Now, that's my understanding. If Ms. Bett has a different appreciation for it, then she can chime in.
And then if I can.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I know that the conversations, you know, that Robert and I, well, Mr. President, what Robert and I have had, I know we haven't spoken about going back to, you know, doing a lease or anything like that. It has been in our mind to search for a piece of property.
Right.
And now the board is gonna be tasked with having to find that piece of property. So I know that's why Danny and Larry went, you know, take a field trip to that piece of property that, you know, he mentioned earlier.
Right.
So I believe that's our next phase. And this Northeast committee will come in after we have that property purchased.
Let me ask some questions. When you say there was a lease, what?
Okay, there were three properties that the committee had brought up for consideration.
Correct.
One was the one that has fallen through.
Correct.
That those negotiations had fallen through on the price of the property is what I understand.
Correct.
The second, or one of the other ones, was a lease, and we all had voted no lease because we're not going to build $1 million of building on a property that we don't own.
We can't.
Right, so that's thrown out. But there was a third property that had scored somewhat well in this initial committee's discussions, and I was wondering where that property sat. Are they still open to be considered?
Well, that's the one next to the post office.
It's
I think
Castile.
That one has been.
I think that's
the
Shapley.
It's on Shapley Street near the post
office.
Yeah,
I think that's what you're talking about.
Right.
Danny, you want maybe?
They withdrew their property.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that kind of leaves us with.
Zero.
Yeah. Right. Back
to the beginning.
Not exactly square one, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
We're in that ballpark. So that's where we are. Okay, I'm sorry, James. Please continue.
So I know, so one of the things we wanted to come up with was a mission statement for this subcommittee, because we want the members selected to know what their goal is, because we want to make sure that this subcommittee is taking into consideration the needs of the community, the patrons that we're trying to serve. So the mission for this subcommittee is, the Northeast Committee is convened to express the particular needs of the community to the board for consideration into the design of the Northeast Library. The committee will begin its duties when a property is purchased
and its duties will end at groundbreaking. And so I think it's important because we want to make sure that what works at West Regional may not work at this new library they were trying to build. So those are the things we want these members to definitely take into consideration. So I thank you, Mr. President, for selecting me to chair this committee. I don't look at us having necessarily a setback in regards to the property. It just means that that property was not meant to have our library built on it.
And this may work out for the best in the big scheme of things. This may have been a blessing and certainly work out to the advantage of all concerned. We can hope that. I think we should hope that. If there's any other board discussion regarding this, I'll just kind of update on where we are. No? Okay. Next, library book discards, December, February.
Mr. President?
Yeah, Ms. Ombruster?
Joan, I'll defer to you.
Go ahead.
I have questions, but if you wanted to.
I'll start with the motion. Mr. President, I'd like to make a motion for the library to discard 2,034 books having been out of use for over a year due to the books being superseded, obsolete, unused, or otherwise unnecessary.
We have a motion on the board.
I'll second.
James. Any discussion from the board?
I have some questions, Mr. President.
Yes, Ms. Ombruster.
First, I'd like to thank you, Danny, for getting this information. I appreciate seeing this data and being able to do something with it and understand it because I've been one of them that's been asking, so I do appreciate it. For some clarification, I see that, you know, this goes all the way back to 2015. And if I am understanding correctly from previous conversations that the weeding process kind of, you can't weed the whole library at one time. So I'm assuming this is kind of like a rotation. Can you explain why we're back at 2015 and we have some at
20? Oh, that's, it just happens to be the year that book was added, if it was a 2015 book. So the staff weeds the books as space becomes an issue. So generally, you go to shelve a book and you have no space for it. So you go run a report that covers that section of the library, whether it's a part of adult nonfiction or a part of children's picture books, because you're trying to make space for the new books that don't fit. And so they look at books that haven't circulated in over a year, and then they go from there. Once they have that list, they'll look and see, do we have other copies of this book in the library at other branches? It's almost as if the book is randomly picked to go based on, I haven't circulated, and we have new books to be shelved in this section. You're the unlucky one.
So
we have a lot of books that have been on the shelf for a long time and haven't circulated,
yes.
But.
Thank you. I see there's just a handful of them that aren't quite a year old, but I guess.
Those are damaged.
Oh, they're damaged.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I think I understood the chart that you said.
Okay.
So I appreciate that.
Okay, the ones that are less than a year old or damaged, we're not allowed to get rid of a book this way if it's not a year old at least. So
you would just replace that with a new copy.
If it checked out, if it hasn't checked out, and it's
maybe
no
not.
One's waiting for it, we might not.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question for Mr. Glane. So, Danny, being that we discard a large number, is this a large number of books in your mind?
Not really. Some months it's larger.
Yes. So I'm wondering, if a book has not been checked out in a year or whatever, maybe why was it purchased in the first place? if it's something that's like you had to have it or someone had requested it or you go through these cycles of what's popular or what people are reading, or
can you answer that?
books go through cycles. Something that was popular 10 years ago is not as popular now. Right. So it probably had its heyday, or just some books, they have good reviews, and a few patrons request it. We bought a copy, we put it on the shelf. It had good circulation for a few years, and then it just kind of tapered off. I would like to note on the report, you will see an overwhelming amount of them say November 2nd, 2015. That is going to be in every report, because that's when we switched systems, our integrated library system, to our Symphony. So anything older than those, a lot of those books, they weren't added on November 2nd, 2015. Those three pages of books are older than that date, because that's just when they were imported into our new system. But yeah, books go through cycles. Sometimes books have amazing reviews, and they're going to be the next New York Times bestseller, and they're not.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion or comments from the board? No? Do we have any comments from the public, please?
Pablo Mejia. Claire Galcom.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second to discard these books. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, announcements. Reminder that the next library board meeting will be Monday, May 15th of 2023. Yearly ethics training and sexual harassment training must be completed before December 31st of 2023. And financial disclosure forms are due on or before May 15th of 2023. So board members, if you haven't filled out your financial disclosure, you might want to put that on your calendar to get that done this month. Maybe a tickler for the end of this month to get it done by then, so you don't run into a problem. All right, that's all I have. Any other board comments or announcements? No? Okay. No? All right. Section 9, comments from the public on any other matter related to the library not on this agenda.
My name is Lynette Mejia, and I live in Lafayette Parish. At the February 2023 meeting, this board passed a new collection development policy that, as I've mentioned in public comments before, is a confusing, self-contradictory word salad that is likely not only unenforceable to any degree as to make it effective beyond mere political posturing, but clearly in violation of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, under which, believe it or not, minors also have rights. Beyond all of that, however, is the issue of the fact that I believe the vote for this policy was a violation of Louisiana open meetings laws, specifically RS 4219, subparagraphs BB and CC, which refer to the listing of items on the agenda and changes to the agenda, which must be made with the unanimous consent of the board. The agenda for February was prepared correctly, but then changed mid-meeting when items were combined for a vote without board consent. Votes were redone when board members didn't even understand what they were voting for. Subparagraph CC states, "The public body shall not use its authority to take up a matter not on the agenda as a subterfuge to defeat the purposes of this chapter." But that's exactly what I feel was done in February. The agenda started with a clear list of items to be voted on individually, but when pushback and debate was encountered, the board president, without the board's consent, manipulated the agenda, muddling the process for voting on the items until not only the public, but the board and even the attorney present were confused. What we are left with is a collection development policy that the library is struggling to implement because, frankly, it makes no sense. As I do not believe them to be legal, I humbly ask that one of the board members make a motion to rescind the new collection development policy changes until they can be researched further and something resembling a common sense policy can be developed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mary Lib Garcio, Lafayette Parish. Basically, what I want to do is to pay tribute to Joan Wingate as a member of the public, thank her for her tireless efforts in support of reading for Lafayette Parish and the many organizations in which she served, not least of which has been on this board. So, Joan, I wanted to say thank you for that. I've served on many boards, and I do that are unpaid as well as paid, and it is a public service, so thank you for that. I'd also would like to just briefly comment about the award that was given for the makerspaces. I think that was really a really nice thing to do, and I think that what it does is that it points out how diverse our libraries can be and creative in trying to bring people into the library. It's not that any of these programs could not be done maybe elsewhere, but the fact that they're being offered in our libraries, which are safe places, which are conveniently located, which are directed by professionals, where they encourage the families to come out. For many children, this is their introduction to the library system, and I think that is extremely positive. And I applaud the board, and I applaud our library staff, and I encourage the library to be as creative as they are allowed to be in terms of doing things like this to encourage reading for all people. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Michael.
My name is John Michael. I'm from Grand Coteau. I want to thank Ms. Wingate as well. I only know her from her service on the board here. I've been coming for about a year now, and your belief in the library and the library system has never been in doubt to me, so I appreciate that. I have met a lot of people since I've been coming to these board meetings, honest and sincere people, some people I've agreed with, some people I've disagreed with, some people I knew before, some people I've known since I've been coming to these meetings. But they're all honest and sincere, and they're all here for a good reason. They're concerned about the future of Lafayette. With that said, why we have so much trouble getting things done through this board, this is, like I said, a year, and we're forming a committee that in my first attendance to this board meeting, the committee that was before this was reporting its report. So 2 years later, we've got a new committee. I don't know how anybody on this board can be proud of that performance. Some things are not in your control, but some things are. So we've got people that are honest and sincere coming to these meetings, and we don't get anything done. Well, that's got to be the board's problem, and it's got to be Mr. Judge's problem. If you're honest and sincere, and you're led with someone with compassion, with courage, and with wisdom, you can do anything. We've done nothing, certainly when it comes to the Northeast Library. So that brings to me to my point. Today, once again, when you gave a prayer, Mr. Judge, half the people stood, half the people sat. I don't know why prayer is so divisive, except that it comes from you. I think you've lost the confidence of a lot of people that come here, and the fact that you deliver the prayer, that it's denomination specific, that it's Christian, that it is in violation of the First Amendment, even though Congress and the Supreme Court open their proceedings with prayer. They're led by members of the clergy. Seems to me that if you want to solve this divisive problem that starts at the very beginning of every meeting, you can invite a member of a clergy to come here and deliver the prayer. And I suggest that that be something that could at least get us started on a good footing. Or even better, a moment of silence. Everybody has their own beliefs. They should be able to be respected when they come to a public meeting. They shouldn't be seen as someone who's not welcome. Finally, a benediction is after a religious service. Look it up. It's not after a public body meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pablo Mejia.
My name is Pablo Mejia, and I'm a resident of Lafayette Parish, a parent, a veteran, and a library supporter. I want to thank Ms. Wingate for her service, which I understand technically doesn't end until after next month's meeting. So great news, Ms. Wingate is awesome, and she's still helping us for one more month. I want to congratulate the library staff recognized for their work supporting library patrons using the makerspace. I'm glad to witness the board president's changed position with respect to the library's mission. It wasn't that long ago, almost 2 years to the day, that he expressed a different opinion about the appropriate use of library resources. As the Advocate reported at the time, the library's role is to loan informational instructional books and videos. Quoting, "It's a distinction between the activity itself and knowing how to do the activity," Judge said. "If you read a book on gardening, you're not actually gardening. We have to be able to make those distinctions." It is great to see the board president's position evolving to not just match community expectations, but recognizing library staff for their hard work with the makerspaces. Hopefully, at some point, the position on charging stations and other library services will also catch up with library owner expectations. Thank you.
I'm Claire Delcombe, Lafayette. Okay. First things first, Ms. Wincate, thank you. Thank you for being able to say things and challenge things in a library board that often just seems to go one way, according to the board president, who's a member of the Tradition Family Property Group, where they are against taxes being used for libraries and other things, and are quite fixated on what they call pornography, which it isn't, no matter how many times you say it. Since legally there cannot be pornography in a library, and there isn't. But these organizations, the Tradition Family Property Organization, as well as Citizens for a New Louisiana, which are bankrolled to be able to be professional protesters, in a sense, gathering together to inhibit what happens at the library. When you've got people that have infiltrated the board with that agenda, they aren't actually running the board for the people or for the library. It's a Trojan horse in the library that tears it down. And I know everything has been against the LGBTQ groups, and as a Christian person, I'm going to be here to defend those people that are marginalized, because Christians are to be known by love. A giant cross or saying a prayer is not showing love if it's followed by ways of tearing down this library from the inside. It's a very sad thing to see. Those two groups are classified as hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the TFP has also been classified by the Jesuit priest, James Martin, as being affiliated with the Catholic Church, but not the Catholic Church. It's a side group, and it gleans its followers from the Catholic Church, leading them to think that they're doing God's work, and they are not, when you go through what they stand for. It's horrible. They're hate groups.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, Ella Arsamal, Lafayette Citizen. I wanted to take a minute to say thank you to Ms. Wincate for your years of service on the board, and also your service through the Friends of the Library. I don't think most people or everyone in the community realizes what a contribution you have made through that organization. Raising $1 million plus for our library system is nothing to sneeze at. I have been involved with different organizations in my 24 years of service to the community, trying to raise money for organizations, and yes, ma'am, it's very hard. I prayed, please let us raise $500. So what you did was extremely commendable. Thank you for your service. And, you know, I will be replacing you on this board, and I know I have big shoes to follow in this room, in the community, and I would love to work with you and anyone else in the community that would like to work with me to better this this library system. Thank you.
Thanks, Ella. I just want to point out that it's the Friends of the Library that raised the $1 million and are working on their second million. And I report for them because they are a group that does support the library along with the foundation. But I'm not really super active with them. I kind of have enough on my plate right now. But but again, they are awesome. And thank you all for your support of them through their book sales. So just a little correction on that.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any board member closing comments? Okay, I'll call this meeting adjourned. Everyone have a good evening.
Yes, we've met before. Last time we got no, why?
One time it was right before 6 o'clock, I believe.
I feel like years ago.